Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
What's happening, bro?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, bro. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phone lines, Tamara. We'll be answering your calls at 877-971-HITS. You can text that number as well. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix at 7:15. Make sure you tune in for that. And I need some support right now, especially from you that are driving, battling in traffic right now. You're kicking off your morning. You're about to take that first delicious sip of your coffee that you prepared for yourself. Next thing you know, traffic stops in front of you for no damn reason, because that's just what happens here in Southern California. And there goes your coffee on your lap.
That happened to you?
Oh my, look at the stain, yo!
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Yo, man, by an inch, it just missed my junk. By an inch. Look at this.
Was it like scorching hot?
Oh my gosh. It wasn't scorching hot, but it was hot. I felt it. And I'm just like, those are the days, like today, this morning, I'm just glad that I have small hands, because like, obviously it missed me. You know what I'm saying? And and I mean, it's not like, hang loans or nothing like that. So, dude, it was the worst, because then this happens, right? You like break, there goes your coffee. So now you're not trying to overreact, because then you're probably going to swerve or something.
And there's no worse way to crash your car than spilling coffee on your leg, right? Like when the cops ask you, that sounds like, oh, you were texting.
No, I
swear to God, I just no, I promise, I really just spilled coffee. Sure, you're watching a DVD on your phone. You're watching something on your phone, right? Nah?
No, I just can't break and sip at the same time. That's my only issue. No, but it's real, man. You guys have been there. All of a sudden, traffic stops for no reason. No reason whatsoever. And then, like, you're like, oh, maybe something happened. And then you don't see any accident. No, nothing like that. I mean, thankfully, there wasn't any accidents or anything like that. But, yeah, there goes my coffee. So you got to deal with that. Next thing you know, your leg is burning. And then on top of that, you got to deal with the whole situation. Dude, there goes like 75% of my coffee. That's like what you enjoy coming in. You know, I come in from Chino Hills, wherever you're driving in from, like, into LA or whatever it may be. You enjoy that morning coffee as you're sipping it.
I'd like to say the only way that that gets worse, and I don't know if it did, this did happen to you, is when you spill something between your legs, right? Because then you're like, oh, and then it runs down the seat. And it gets like up in your butt crack.
Yes, bro.
Like it, all the undercarriage gets it, right? And then the worst part is that you're conflicted with the decision of, do I pull over right now? Because I gotta get napkins on this situation immediately. Because if you get like a bunch of like soda down in the crack of the seat,
that's the worst.
If you've got a seat that is either cloth or has like weird crevasses that are
down
below where you just I grew up with nasty, disgusting cars. I grew up, like, my family is a bunch of nasty, disgusting human beings. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, like, we had a bunch of kids in there all the time. So, when I remember driving in high school, my parents' car always had this smell of, like funky, just...
boys.
Like, yeah, just dank, just disgusting.
Cereal stuck to, like, the back of the seat.
French fries down. So, now, if my car smells weird or has some sort of weird thing, like stuck or stickiness to it, I get PTSD from, like, taking a girl out on a date. She's like, what is that smell? I'm like, that's just my mom's car. I'm sorry. It smells like rotten kids.
Just blame it on your mom. I love that. Chels, what's the worst thing for you to spill? While driving.
I mean, coffee definitely is a big one. What else? I mean, I feel like that's like really the only thing I drink. Maybe kombucha.
What's kombucha? Tell me about that.
Sounds like a spell from Harry
kombucha,
Potter. Kombucha!
It's a fermented like mushroom, but it's,
oh, good Lord.
And it's like a probiotic, but it's it smells really bad. So if you spill it on you the rest of the day, you just smell basically like baby throw up.
And that's what I'm afraid of, because I had to do café con leche, right? So I put a lot of milk in my coffee. And so now milk is just chilling currently in my car. I mean, I did my best to kind of clean it up because I'm that one person that grabs a grip of napkins when I go to like
every time, dude. Starbucks. Shove them in the glove box, the door.
My dad taught me that since I was young. Look, you ever need a napkin? I don't care where you're at, what situation is. You ask my dad. He's like, yeah, no problem. He goes in his pocket. He's got
a roll of paper towels in the glove box. You pulled over and you're like, sorry, sir, I got to move 9,700 Starbucks napkins first.
He's like, what kind of napkin? You want a Wendy's napkin? You want a Starbucks coffee? And so, I mean, I did my best to try to clean it up, but I just can't wait for that smell when I go back out there. Anyways, shout out to you if you spilled something in your morning drive. It's all good. Don't let that steal your joy or your peace. It happens to lots of us.
And take it out on somebody at the office.
Yeah, fire absolutely. Somebody. Hey, you get over here. Come to my office.
You're out of here. Why? I spilled something on my. I'm pissed off.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So if you're working an entry level job right now, just think for a second what your paycheck looks like. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that. I apologize.
It's a real bummer. At least it was a Thursday and not a payday.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, I'm about to tell you about the company. The entry level assistant positions are going for $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And you can apply now. It's the website is elchapocartel.com/careers. I'm just playing with you. Just playing with you.
That'd be amazing. They gotta have executive assistants. They're like, listen, man, I know we got a bum rap for being all choppy with the saws, and
man,
you know,
like, we can't promote this stuff, guys.
Nah, man, we're turning over a new leaf.
Like, Edgar, no.
The way drugs are getting legalized in America, we're going corporate.
Exactly. Right? No. It's actually a company that's selling a different type of drug, and that's streaming. Television, films, etc. It's Netflix. Right now, Netflix is on average, people are streaming 125 million hours per day around the world.
Wow.
All right, so $70,000 to $80,000 entry level assistants. Their offices here in Hollywood are absolutely amazing. They have this like suite at the rooftop with like views of Hollywood and LA that are absolutely gorgeous. That's just their lobby to chill in.
Right on Sunset. When you get off the 101 on Sunset, you'll see Netflix right there, and it is.
Nuts.
Like, it's got that look, like their logo, the Netflix logo, they light it up all crazy.
Yeah.
You can tell when someone puts that much detail into their sign on the front of their building, you know the rest of the office is dope.
It's going to be legit, right? So that's entry level right there. And if you're a manager, according to employees, if you're a manager, you're making between $150,000 to $400,000. If you're a director, between $400,000 to $800,000. And if you're a VP, over $1 million. So Netflix kind of didn't release exactly how their pay structure works. But sources are suggesting that they've implemented this new thing called open salary policy, which is basically you poll your employees and they tell you what they believe they deserve they should be making.
That sounds like a trap.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It just sounds, I hate those things because they sound like a trick to me. It's
like
when Virgin Airlines did the thing where they're like, take as many days off as you want, you know? Oh, no, we let you guys just get your job done. It just sounds like what you're doing is psychologically you're saying like, oh, I can tell what I want, say what I want. But then you look at the person next to you and you're like, I know, I think they're going to say this number. I'm going to undercut them so I can get their job, or I'm going to let them take all the days off so that I look like some super employee. It just seems like there's trickery.
See, it reminds me of those hippie parents that are like, how when they discipline their kids, they're like, how do you want to be punished? And you're always like, you hear those things and you're like, that's never going to work. Like, that's kind of what first comes to mind for me.
I was going through my master's program in leadership at Azusa Pacific University, and we had my favorite professor, man, Dr. Davidson. He's awesome, man. And we rolled up, and we did some paper, right? He's like, yo, read chapter whatever, come back, write a paper about it. And obviously, there's that one student in class. It's like, how long does it have to be? He's like, as long as you need it to be.
Mm.
But, you know, how many, does it have to be double-spaced, whatever? Just write the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you think is good work, do it. And she was freaking out. She couldn't handle it. So we bring the papers back in, right, the next time we have class. And we turn them in, and we get them back. And legit, on the paper, instead of having like an A or a B or C or D, whatever your grade is, we got shapes.
Shapes?
Triangles, squares, circles.
What was the best?
There was that one student, Chelsea, that asked exactly that question. What does this mean?
I got to be honest. I don't think Chelsea could handle that.
No.
What is this? An octagon? What does that mean?
Am I the best in class? Is that what the octagon? Did anybody else get an octagon?
Please,
I hope not.
Translate this.
So basically he said, whatever that means to you. He said, grade your own paper. Give yourself the grade you believe
on.
You deserve.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not how the real world works.
You know how much work you put into this. Therefore, you grade yourself. Because you know if you just did it 30 minutes before class, which I did, or not. You know what I'm saying? But it would trip people out to have that kind of empowerment. And then people are like literally struggling with what kind of grade they were going to give themselves.
Dude, I would give myself that master's degree and never show up another day in school again.
See, you have people like Brian.
Bye.
That get that false confidence.
Exactly.
Now.
Graduated, just save all kinds of money on the rest of these tuition
leadership,
classes.
Leadership, follow me out of here. We all graduated.
Follow the leader, leader, leader.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thank you so much for listening. So we're here to help you out. We got a text this morning from one of our listeners that was stressed out because we pointed out that Lucid Dreams, a song by Juice WRLD, has a chirping sound like a Nextel phone in the song. And she texted us saying, yo, I can't hear it and it's driving me crazy. Where is it in the song?
I feel so bad because I think I said this a month ago, at least.
It's been
so,
driving her crazy for like a month.
For that long, right? I didn't know I unleashed this kind of paranoia on somebody.
So we played it, and we all heard the chirp. We pointed out in this part of the song. I have these. There it is. I have. Ready? Listen to it again. I have these. So we have Mallory from Anaheim who texted us on the line right now. Mallory, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you in traffic right now? What freeway?
Oh, my God. I'm on the 101 sitting in downtown.
How is it?
Oh, good. That's hard. That's breezy, breezy.
So bad.
Sorry about that.
I was so worried you were going to curse. Thank you for not cursing. We are live right now. She's like, it is a...
it is a...
Mallory.
Oh, my God. There's not enough curse words.
Don't try it. Don't try it. Did you hear the chirping?
Okay, when you played it, I did not hear it, but when you just played it right now, I did.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was going to become one of those
Laurel
like...
Laurel Yandy, yeah. Where you couldn't hear the frequency. I was like, this is crazy.
I wish you would have just said you still can't hear it so we could go viral.
Damn.
No, go for it. Go for it. Let's do it again.
Let's
I want to hear
it. Anyway.
Okay, ready?
Yo, for real. Producer Ryan? Yeah. Let's literally do this. Can you hear the chirp in Lucid Dreams? Let's post it on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Wait,
oh my God.
You didn't hear it just then. You heard it.
I heard it that time.
Okay.
Mallory, do you feel a lot better? I know besides the traffic thing, but now you can hear the chirp. Is your life better?
It's so much better. You've made my day. Thank you.
Now you're not going to be able to unhear it.
Nope.
It's
yeah,
going
to drive
you
nuts. Exactly.
Guys, I think
I needed it, though. I needed that.
Guys, I think
if you ruin it for me, it won't, but I needed it.
I think we can leave now. I think we've done our job for
the day.
For
the day. Cool. We take off.
Mallory, we love
We're
you, girl.
All for the day, please. I love you guys.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have fun on the 101. Just kidding. All right. Love you. Bye. What up, Chels?
All right, so it looks like we're getting new music and maybe even an entire album from Ariana Grande by the end of 2018. So get this. Yesterday, while Ari was in NYC, a paparazzi asked her, Ari, are we getting another album by the end of the year?
Huh.
And she looked back at them and said, yes! Exclamation point. And then the photographer said, hey, I'm excited. And she replied, me too. The crazy thing is that she obviously just released...
That reenactment was amazing.
I mean, that was a super deep conversation.
I was like, why wasn't Chelsea in the movie A Star Is Born?
You know, I wore a ponytail at the AMA, so I've kind of been channeling Ari, just so you guys know. So, you know, the crazy thing is she obviously just released her last album, Sweetener, less than two months ago, and she usually takes 2 years between each album. So, you know, obviously fans are excited, but she's also been posting photos from the studio. She's kind of, you know, been saying she's been going through a hard time ever since, obviously, her ex, Mac Miller passed away, and, you know, she's been saying, you know, I've been through hell and back, and it's been a hard time, and making music is the best medicine, so.
Good for her. Yeah, if that helps, definitely.
I mean, I think she's in a creative place, definitely create music, but it's one of those things where when people start to feel that rush of like, really, we're going to release album after album, then it's like, I mean, just don't Kanye this.
Yeah.
Ariana, right? Like, don't just start releasing stuff that's not good, because everybody gets so, that anticipation, and then it comes out, and then it's garbage, and next thing you know, you're like, turning off your Twitter, deleting your Twitter, and moving after.
Just do that single game,
man.
Do the single game. All right, so get a load of this new couple. Super surprising. So Channing Tatum is apparently dating singer Jessie J.
Really? You guys went with Bang Bang on that one? Nice.
I mean, it's like her best known hit.
It's a new relationship, so there's a lot of it going on, I bet.
So a source says it's new, casual, and they're just having fun.
Oh, then definitely play it again.
Go for it.
It's casual.
But rumor rumor has it it's been going on for a couple months. They've been spotted out playing mini golf together. Channing went to Jesse's concert in Seattle and Salt Lake City.
Nice.
But this comes, you know, 6 months after Channing and Jenna DeWine split up after 9 years of marriage. They also have a daughter together. So there you have it. Most random couple. No one knows really how they met, but back in 2015, Jesse did present Channing with an award at the MTV Movie Awards. So there's like a picture of them embracing, which, don't worry, we'll post on our social in case you're curious. I'm so curious. I don't know how they met. It's just such a random couple to me.
It's just being famous people.
Yeah, maybe they met.
They run in the same circles.
At your favorite store at Air One, which is the Whole Foods on steroids.
They're getting $200 juices.
You know, love does bloom there. I'm pretty determined that I'm going to probably meet my future husband there.
Chelsea's like, I'll post it up. I wish you a new and casual relationship, Chelsea.
Good luck this weekend.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app. That'd be great.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So a new study reveals that people are being cheaper than ever before when going on dates. Is this true? Nominate your cheapest date in SoCal. Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Good morning to you on 97.1 Amp Radio. You know, if dude all of a sudden takes you out to a Mexican restaurant because he knows they give out free chips and salsa.
Just fill up on that.
Orders a water with some sugar and lemons on the side.
Oof.
He's like, I'm gonna make my own lemonade. I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying?
See, I do the opposite when my girlfriend and I go out to like a Mexican restaurant or like an Italian place that brings breadsticks.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Keep those away from the table because I don't want to fill up on those things and then not eat the food that we paid for. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know what you're up to, Olive Garden. You keep those breadsticks off my table.
So you're not cheap, bro. You're good. You're good to go.
I'm cheap in the sense that if we paid for it, we're eating it.
Oh, you're one of those.
We're not taking this home. So you keep those tortilla chips off the table. Like, I'm not, we're not doing that.
Ooh, honestly, that's the best part sometimes.
Right?
That's a trick, though.
Honestly, though, that was one of my biggest turn-ons with my wife when I was dating her. Like, she always ate everything she ordered. I was like, I love you for that. You know, it's like, cause you go out, you know, me trying to impress a girl, whatever, you get her a nice dinner, just takes one bite. She's like, I don't know why, I'm just not hungry anymore.
I know.
You're like, hey, kill me. You know, we're taking that Fortugo and we're eating it at the pad. You know what I'm saying?
That's the reason.
Snack.
That's the reason why I end up gaining weight is like in a relationship is because I'm like, nope, you know what? Then I'll finish that plate. I will eat my food and your food.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, man. Nominate your cheapest date, 97.1 Amp Radio, 877-971-HITS. We got Carolyn from Glendale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Carolyn. Nominate your cheapest date. What happened?
From the moment he picked me up, he started complaining about the gas price to come to pick me up.
Wow.
And then the gas price to go to the destination. And also how this better quote be the best ice cream I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
Of all the driving.
What did you say?
I mean, in the beginning, I held it in. And then afterwards, I was just not the nicest person. And I didn't, obviously, it's safe to say, I didn't even let him drop me off. I took a different source home.
Wow.
You got an Uber or something?
Yeah.
It's funny because I've definitely gone on those dates where guys complain about how much money they have and how maybe they're not doing well or they're in a weird place. And it makes me so uncomfortable. Like,
right?
That would, for me, is my biggest pet peeve. Like, it's TMI. Like, I don't want to talk about our finances on a date,
right?
Especially on a first date.
Parking was $5. Also complained about that. And by the way, the ice cream sandwich was $1.50, which I paid for. And it was just so ridiculous. I'm like, oh my God. And I got the ice cream. I was like, here, this way I don't have to hear you complain about it if you don't like it.
Oh,
I got to confess about the parking thing. My girlfriend called me out early on in our dating because if there's pay parking, I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I'll drive around the block for 15 minutes looking for street parking. Even if it's not even that much cheaper. Finally, she literally was like, if you don't park in the lot, I ain't walking 3 blocks in these heels. So you are parking there right now, and I don't care if I have to pay for it. Then I felt like, Brian, you're really blowing your chances for anything happening later on. So just pay the $5.
Carolyn, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully things are better for you now.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Brian, what are texts saying?
We got one from the 714. Guy took me to Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday for buy one, get one free, and still asked to split the bill.
No.
We got a text from the 714. Guy took me to a hamburger joint, made me order small fries to share, no second dates.
Small fries?
And to share.
That's too much. Also, don't touch my fries. Like, I want my own fries.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst when someone starts going after your fries, little picky fingers.
No, thanks.
I like the fries that are at the very bottom. You know,
the bonus country fries in the bag, those bonus ones.
The crunchy ones?
Oh, yeah.
From the 323, cheapest first date, guy took me to the movies, but then had his friend try to sneak us in the back of the theater. I said, bye, boy. From Mama Bean, our favorite barista at Coffee Bean, she said a guy took her to the movies, took her to a matinee. She was okay with that. She said, let's get some popcorn. He said, don't worry, I'll get it for you when we get inside. Then we get in the movie. He pulls out a Ziploc bag full of popcorn.
Mama Bean.
He's not done yet. He pulls out a Ziploc bag with popcorn, a little, some yogurt, grapes, a banana, turkey sandwich with jalapenos, and two water bottles.
I can't.
Chelsea, you got to appreciate the balance, though.
No.
Of the, you know what I'm saying, the variety of food he had for her.
No, also, I hate sandwiches in plastic bags. When my mom used to do that for, growing up, and lunches, they taste funny. It makes them taste funny. They have this, like, aftertaste.
Chelsea, that's why Ziploc exists.
Okay, well, guess
sandwiches.
What? Get some fresh popcorn, okay?
They've done okay.
Talk about balance. Here's this one from the 949. My husband and I are both cheap. We go on dates to Costco for $1.50 hot dogs and a soda.
Made for each other.
Find your guy.
Yeah.
And the samples. Hello? That's why I love going to Costco with
my wife. I'll bring disguises.
That actually would be a funny date if a guy just took you to like Costco just to get samples. Oh.
Dude, I'm teaching my daughter.
That's happened before, probably.
Ariela, who's a year and 10 months old right now, that's while mommy goes out and shops and we just cruise around and just sample, and she's learning and she's loving it. So proud of her, man. Brandon from Sun Valley, good morning.
Good morning.
D'Amelio, Brandon, nominate the cheapest date in SoCal. What happened to you, bro?
My sister's husband is the cheapest date in the world.
Because he won't invite you to dinner with them or what?
All right, man. Listen up. My sister's going to kill me for putting her on blast, but she forgot my birthday last week, so she has it coming.
Karma. You got him.
Exactly.
All right, listen up.
We're listening.
So towards the end of college, my sister gave my best friend, her husband, an ultimatum. She said, look, I love you, but I don't think you're taking our relationship seriously, so you have 3 months to propose to me. And my best friend made her regret it. Now, before he took her to the restaurant, he called me 2 days later and told me to get my parents and some of her friends and meet her at that restaurant.
So the whole family's going to meet there. So, like, you're assuming it's going to be some big thing, right?
Oh, yeah. He took her to downtown L.A. He took her to the greatest restaurant in the world. Mm. Tommy's World Famous Chili Cheeseburger.
Ooh, sounds good, though.
Tommy's, bro. That's legendary.
She had no idea it was going to be Tommy's World Famous Chili Cheeseburgers. She gets out of the car, and she was pissed. She's like, what's this? And he puts out a ring. And it's that ring pop candy ring.
No!
He gets on one knee. He's like, will you marry me? And before she says anything, we come out with signs and says, we love you. We know you're going to be happy together. She was so embarrassed that she had no choice to say yes.
That's unbelievable. So he got her thinking that she's going to some big fancy thing. Some big event's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The family's all there. And it's a chili cheeseburger place. And he's got a ring pop. This dude is a legend.
There it is. Brandon, did your sister finally get a legit ring? Or is she still sucking on that ring pop?
Oh, she's probably got a legit ring.
Probably? You don't know?
Yeah, probably. I don't know, man. She wears something. She got out of a vending machine at the LA County Fair.
He just keeps buying them on Amazon, and they keep coming in every week. Brandon, thank you for calling in, man. What's your brother-in-law's name? Shout him out.
Eric Macias, bro.
There it is. Brandon, have a great weekend, man. Love you, bro.
You too, bro.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on a mission to eradicate cheating from SoCal. I know that sounds crazy and impossible, but why not give it a shot? At least lower it.
Mm-hmm.
How? You call in, tell us how you got cheated on. We expose those cheaters' tactics. Hopefully people that are listening right now maybe see those as red flags and can learn from it.
It's like the playbook, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Rudy from Canoga Park, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, man?
Tell us your story, man. How did you get cheated on?
Man, the story is long and complicated, man. But you guys are looking for red flags, man. I'll tell you two of the first most important red flags you got to tell, man. Like, I've been married with my wife for 12 years, and yeah, of course, she always buys intimate clothes and stuff. But I noticed, like, for a while, like, I would always ask her, you know, buy Victoria's Secret or something like that. She would never do it. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, she started buying, like, crazy-ass, like, thongs and panties and stuff. And she started fixing herself up a lot more, man. Let me tell you, dude, that is red flag number one.
Yeah.
Stuff that she usually wouldn't do for you, all of a sudden starts doing and starts going out.
Deep down, initially, you want to be like, what's the change? What
inspired you?
If they don't have an answer for it, where they're like, nah, I just felt like it's like, oh, no, you're supposed to say it for you. I want to look good.
Then that's another thing. Answers. Like, if you start asking questions, she got really defensive over anything I asked her, which I would say flag number two is if they get defensive and mad over stuff that they normally wouldn't get mad over, that's flag number two. Mm-hmm.
Damn, Rudy, you're good at this game. Unfortunately.
It just happened, bro. Like, this stuff is, like, within the last 3 months, it's kind of fresh.
Sorry to hear, Rudy.
Are you guys trying to, like, work through it, or is it over?
Pretty much downhill. Like, right now, we have 3 kids, so, like, we agreed that we're going to stay together for the holidays for the kids, and then probably after January, I'm going to try to find a place and split, too.
Dang, man, that's awful.
So did she admit that she's cheating, or did you find other evidence?
Even my children were, like, suspicious. Like, why is mom going out so much now? She doesn't come until late at night. Damn. So, like, one of my kids had her Instagram login, and he logged into her Instagram, and, like, I seen, like, messages that she was texting this one dude, and, pretty much straight out, like, clean evidence.
Dang.
So I threw it up at her, and she didn't have nowhere to go from there. The one that caught her, he's 17 years old, and, like, even nowadays, he's kind of disgusted because we kind of find out that she ended up, like, doing stuff with this guy in the car. And for, like, a whole, like, 3-4 weeks until she really detailed the car, my son didn't even want to get in the car with her.
Wow.
It's all bad. Yeah.
So, Rudy, I'm sorry you're going through this, bro, genuinely. But thank you for enlightening others that might be going through this. You know, if your girl is all of a sudden buying some, like, really nice lingerie, you see it come into your house in a bag, but you never see it on her.
Yep.
That's a red flag.
Yep, that's a red flag.
You bring up a great topic, man, and I would love to open it up to our listeners that have been through something like what you're going through right now. After your spouse has cheated on you and your kids find out, how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely been the hardest thing.
Rudy, because in anger, you could easily use that, be like, you see how terrible
tarnish
your mom is.
Yeah.
You know, because you want the kids to kind of be on your side, which is the wrong thing to do, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, no, you know what? I've actually pushed the kids to, like, always know that that's their mom. And you know what? No matter what, she loves them deep down inside. Whatever she did is between me and her, you know what I mean? You know, I don't want them to hate their mom or think anything bad about their mom. The hardest one was the 17-year-old, like I said, because he's the one who kind of knew a little more. But
Rudy, I just want to say, man, that's very mature of you, bro. And you putting your kids first is absolutely amazing, man. I just want to give you props for that.
The other thing, too, is that
thanks, man.
When your parent does something that's messed up, you're entitled and allowed to be angry at them, right? So, like, it's good for you to instill in them, yeah, that's your mom, she loves you, you know, that she's always going to be your mom. But also for the 17-year-old, homie, you're okay. It's okay for you to be angry.
Yeah.
I remember when my father went to prison, I remember going through counseling, and the counselor saying, like, yo, you can be pissed at him.
I really want to talk about this topic. We're going to ask our listeners to call in. If you're somebody that's gone through something like this, your spouse cheated, your kids found out, how do you move forward, especially with the kids part, right? Mm-hmm. Shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS. What do you do next? Hey, Rudy, not that this in any way, shape, or form can maybe, like, help what you're going through, but I know at least I can get your guys' mind off of things. Are you okay if we give you 4 tickets to go to Universal Studios with your kids for Halloween Horror Nights?
Oh, wow. Seriously, man?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, just a little outing with the kids, man. Just go do something fun.
That's great, man. Hey, fuck, sorry. Sorry, that caught me off guard, man. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot. I would love that. Like, I know my kids would love that. They've been talking about it. But like I said, this stuff with mom's been going up, and I don't know. But, man, I would definitely appreciate it. Like, seriously, because I have been going through a lot. I just try to keep it in, you know? But,
yeah.
Damn. Thanks from the bottom of my heart.
Listen, man, we can't imagine what you're going through. I'm a father, but I do know that this, man, that we'll do anything possible to give our kids the best possible things in life. And at least this will get their minds off of things and go out and have some fun with them. All right, bro?
Thanks, man. You guys are the best. Seriously, thanks. I don't know how to express that thanks more than saying thanks. Thanks.
No,
I know thanks
good,
is
man.
Not enough, but
it's all good. No worries. Hang
really
tight.
Thanks.
Just hang on. We're going to get you all the details off the air, all right?
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Jennifer from LA is on the line. She, unfortunately, has been through something like this. Jennifer, what advice do you have for Rudy?
Yeah, the only thing I could say to him is, oh my God, it's like the worst thing anybody could go through. And I just tell him to move forward. Echale ganas, and don't lose that relationship with your kids. And you said that you're going to move out pretty soon. Don't lose that relationship with your kids, because it's the hardest thing that anybody could go through. And I bless him so much, because that pain that that person causes you is the worst.
Right.
And, but you know what? He sounds very positive, and I feel like good things are going to happen to him. So feel happy that this happened to you. Don't just feel it a negative thing, because it's not. Good things come after that. Trust me.
Jennifer, I want to thank you for being so raw and open about this, because I think as people are listening right now, maybe they are cheating or thinking about cheating on their significant other, and they have a family, they have kids. Hopefully they can think twice about it, because they can hear the pain that not only causes you as a significant other, but the children as well. You know, so thank you for that.
Your kids are your world,
right?
You know, like, why would she do that? Like, it's a blessing to have kids. And there's people out here that are good, like me, that
wanted it all and mm-hmm. gave it my all. And to hear stories like this, it makes you reminisce back. You're like, yeah. dude, what did mm-hmm. I do wrong? When you didn't, you're good. You're a good person.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong because it's a selfish decision. Yeah. And it's one they're making, not just putting the relationship in jeopardy, but also the children's relationship in jeopardy. I think what you nailed it right out the gates, which is you gotta, as painful as it is, it gets better one day at a time, but still is painful. You got to do everything you can to preserve your relationship with your children, yep. you know, to not yeah. let them see the worst of you, even though, man, I mean, you can tell by how you're speaking about your experience that
yeah,
is hard.
It's the worst, and nobody's going to know your pain, only yourself. And yeah. after that, all that matters is your kids.
Absolutely. Jennifer, thank you for calling in. God bless you and your kids and being an amazing single mom that you are. And I can hear your resilience. You're not going to give up. Le echas ganas. You give it all you have. And you are going to be, and you are currently being rewarded for that. All right? So never give up.
Thank you. Thanks for making me cry.
Hey, look.
No. My daughter and me listen to you every morning. She loves you guys, and you know, it's the best idea that you guys are like number one for her.
Thank you, baby. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Giselle from North Hollywood, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Giselle, what's your advice for somebody like Rudy and anybody that maybe their significant other cheated on them and now their kids found out? How do you navigate the kids through this?
Above all, you should put your kids first. It was really hard at first because you have so much anger towards your partner, and I feel like as petty as it is, using your kids like against them is like the best way to hurt them. Mm-hmm. But you know, you soon realize that it's not worth it. Like right. your kids, you need to protect them. And that's like the main thing. Like whatever happens between you and them, that it should stay between you guys.
That's such a good point, though. Like, you have to learn how to process your own anger and realize it's okay to be mad at them and be angry with them and how they hurt you. But it is something you have to work. You have to work mm-hmm. to keep the kids out of it, because that's your life moving forward. And you don't know how your kids are going to process it. You don't want your kids looking back and thinking that you did something wrong or how you mm-hmm. handled it was baggage for them to carry on in their lives. So, yeah, you got to protect that kid, the relationship with your children, that above Absolutely. And beyond. Yeah.
Giselle, thank you so much for bringing that up, that as much as you do want to hurt the other person by using your kids, it's not the best for them or for you. And you got to see it now like three different relationships, right? You have your relationship with your significant other, mm-hmm. you have your relationship with your kids, and then your kids have the relationship independently now with your ex.
Yep.
And you want all those to some way, shape, or form try to be healthy.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you so much for calling in and giving us your honest opinion about this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
We got a lot of great texts. People are saying communication and working on that relationship with your children is key. We got one from the 213 that says, I'm on the other side of the spectrum. I was a child and my mom cheated on my dad. I remember feeling so much resentment for her. They found a way to work it out in the end. I was only 12 when it happened, but I'm 25 and I still feel like I can't seem to forgive the pain that she caused for our family. And then to piggyback on that text, I got one from the 323, and this one's hard. It's, he needs to be strong. He needs to get be okay with getting help from professionals. Yeah. This is a very difficult thing for him and his kids to go through. You can do both spiritual and psychological professional help. Believe me, I've been there. Don't feel like you're alone, and don't be too proud to ask people for help.
Mm-hmm. And never feel hopeless. There mm-hmm. is hope. Whether you find it, like that texter said, in your faith, mm-hmm. whether you find it, you know, professionally with a psychologist or therapist, mm-hmm. It's worth it. Ask for help. Reach out. And many people, unfortunately, have been through this.
Right.
But now are stronger for it and are moving on, and you can do
it. Yeah. And also be there for your kids when they need to talk about it.
For sure. All right. Thank you, guys. I know it's a difficult situation to talk about. But listen, at the end of the day, we're here to talk about real things.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and in studio, Dr. Chris from the new Love Line. Welcome, Chris. Appreciate you being with us, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Good sound. That voice, though. All right, I see you, bro.
It's a voice for radio.
Yes, it is.
It not only is for radio, it sounds like reliable. You know what I mean? It sounds like
you believe that
voice. Trust
me,
you're going to say.
That's
here.
Good. Thank you. Thank
it sounds like you can get a lot of people in trouble when they're listening to Love Line. You know what I'm saying? man, today's a huge day. Today's National Coming Out Day, and our sister station is launching Revolutionary Radio Station. Out Now. That's the name of it, representing our LGBTQ community. It's so awesome. It's on 97.1 HD2. And also, you can hear it anywhere, anytime on our radio.com app that you can download for free. It's called Out Now. And Dr. Chris, you're going to be on the new Love Line there Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. I mean, you've been featured on the Today Show, Vice, CNN, HLN. I mean, you name it. You've been on there. You got two dope books right now. Rebel Love. Also, Sex Outside the Lines.
Bum, bum, bum.
Authentic Sexuality in Sexually Dysfunctional Culture.
I'm like, bars
high. The bars are high.
I want to find out where those lines are.
Yeah, exactly.
And what outside it means.
So many questions.
So thank you for being with us. First and foremost, before we talk about National Coming Out Day, man, how stoked are you and the Out Now team to be launching this? They're throwing, you guys are throwing a party at the Abbey today. Just roll on through
please
all day
by.
Today doing shows live.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be there live all day. It's kind of both. Out Now is really important because it's the one of the rare platforms for LGBT people to feel centered,
right,
where the news, the music, and everything's kind of around that. But also just to take on Loveline with a 25-year iconic history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I jokingly say, no pressure.
No pressure. Did you get the Dr. Drew blessing?
He did. Yeah,
okay.
Dr. Drew's
like, no.
Awesome.
No.
Like,
luckily, he's on board.
I mean, I think
that's
Loveline, it's such an iconic brand in the sense that, I mean, I grew up on an island near Canada in Washington. And I remember when Loveline was on 107.7 The End in the Seattle area, I remember like tuning in and be like, oh man, like adult stuff. Like, you know, one of those things where, and as a kid, I had no idea I was going to end up being in radio. So to have that be part of, you know, 97.1 HE2, I think us on 97.1 take a little more pride on the 97.1 HE2 because we share the same signal.
Yes.
I think it's going to be something that I think people are really going to gravitate towards because it's a nighttime show, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be dope.
It's a new world, too. You know, we're going to be talking about things that I think didn't even exist back then. Dating apps.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sex and technology. I mean, these are things that people are kind of struggling with. So.
Robots.
No, every time.
No, don't joke. Sex robots are taking
over. I can
deal
with robots. I can't even deal with real guys.
There is a sex robot brothel coming to the Texas area.
Okay, we can't.
Listen, every time
I quit.
Every time we bring up apps, I mean, you can see, I think we make everyone get a little bit more disheartened in the dating world. And like, just Chelsea, I feel like we're breaking her spirit every time we talk about the latest
thing. Are you single and dating online?
Yeah,
it's a tough game.
Yeah, it is tough, man.
check out my next book.
It's exhausting too.
Rebel Love. Plug.
Shameless plug using Chelsea's struggle. Yeah, you gotta read my book. I'm not gonna tell you how it works, but just read it, okay?
I'm also getting your number so I can text you.
Perfect.
My problems.
Can't wait. I love that.
I hope you get excited about that.
Talking about National Coming Out Day, what's one thing you could say for somebody that is about ready to come out to their family, to their friends, to society, to encourage them to be and speak their truth?
I would say community. You want to get a good, solid social network going.
Yeah.
Depending on where you live and what kind of support you might get or not get, it's really important if you're any kind of minority to have a community behind you.
Right.
So build that friend base first.
And how about for those that are that person's family, friends, etc., what's the best way to support them in this journey and them speaking their truth?
Yeah, do your work. If a family member comes out to you and you're not comfortable with it, you got to still be compassionate. Don't be a bigot. The problem isn't them being gay or LGBT. The problem is you, if you can't accept them.
Right.
So I want family members to call that person out. I want culture to call that person out. Be better.
I've always said, like, you never have a redo on your first reaction to somebody telling you anything, whether it's in their, you know, their sexual identity, their orientation. And for people, it's not even like being open. It's being open-minded, but it's also take a minute to process. You don't have to have a knee-jerk reaction.
It's called compassion.
Exactly.
A human being is lovingly letting you know who they are. Say thank you and have compassion.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Empathy. Robots can't give you that.
They
no.
True. Right?
They got a hell of a work ethic,
though. A lot of guys in LA can't either.
Wow. Hello, Chelsea. Dr. Chris from the new Loveline on our sister station Out Now, launching today. It's absolutely amazing and revolutionary. 97.1 HD2. You can listen to it there. Also, radio.com app. Dr. Chris, thank you. What's your social media that our listeners
can follow? My Instagram is at Dr. Donahue, and my Twitter is at Chris Donahue.
Perfect, man. Appreciate you. And it's going down today free.
The Abbey.
Stop by the Abbey.
All day today. We'll be stopping by after the show as well. So thank you so much for all you guys are doing. Much love.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So LeBron James is being criticized over a comment he made about his kids.
LeBron James.
So during a recent interview, LeBron admitted that he lets his two children, ages 11 and 14, drink wine with him and his wife.
I got very mature 14 and 11-year-olds. My 14 and 11-year-olds drink wine.
Really?
They'd be driving next week, too.
So it's sort of like, is he joking? Is he not? But apparently he's not. A reporter went on to ask him, do they prefer red or white? And he said, they drink whatever mom and dad are drinking. And then he also said, okay, but look, don't put this on his mom. This is me. Put it on me, his dad, their dad. Like,
right.
It's his idea, I guess.
Well, it's also not like he said that these kids are like crushing entire bottles by themselves, or they're hitting that box wine on the counter. It's like, if your kids are with you, and I know that what the legal drinking age is, we all know it's 21, but if you're all having a, you know, you're having dinner and your kids have a glass of wine, I don't think an 11-year-old is like pounding the wine. Mm-hmm. It's like you take a sip and you're like, oh, that's what they drink.
Yeah, so. It's not like, hey, Dad, we're having another slumber party. Can you go out and get some wine for us? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't think it's like that situation. Listen, underage drinking is not good, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the same time, I know that there are a lot of families that it's like, hey, we're having a drink. I don't want you drinking behind my back. If you want to know what it tastes like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, or how many times us being teenagers, we're at a house party at our family's house or whatever it may be, we try to sneak in some drinks.
It, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone left their beer right there, which sounds nasty as hell. Some your aunt's beer, and you're just like, you know, trying to drink out of that
thing. Yeah.
I feel like it does kind of remove that like forbidden fruit aspect of wine, that once you turn 21, you just kind of like drink all the alcohol. Yeah. So I guess that that's the positivity. That's a positive side of it.
As soon as
that
came out of his mouth, though, I knew he was going to catch heat.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like,
and but that's not my wife. It's just me. Just me.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Don't get me in trouble now.
Let's just talk about how I hit that shot from almost half court the other day instead. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
So this next story breaks my heart a little bit. So Selena Gomez has reportedly checked herself into a mental health facility. Mm. This comes after being hospitalized apparently twice in 2 weeks. Mm. She went to the hospital for the first time because she was emotional over an alarmingly low white blood cell count in the wake of her kidney transplant. She was released, but then readmitted late last week for the same problem, which then spiraled into a deeper emotional breakdown where she apparently was ripping the IVs from her arms and freaking out and didn't want to be in the hospital. She's currently on the East Coast seeking treatment. It's a dialectical behavior therapy, apparently, which is supposed to be, I guess, the best for what she's dealing with. But it follows the fact she just announced that she wanted to get off social media. She was taking a break. And a week before that, she went on Instagram and kind of was open about her struggles with depression, anxiety. It was kind of like it was an hour-long Instagram live. Very unlike her to do that. Here's kind of a little snippet of her talking about that.
Depression was my life for 5 years straight. And I would still do it. Like, I would make myself, you know, have the courage to just keep going. And I think that slowly but surely it just kind of happened. I'm sorry. This is really overwhelming. So crazy.
That's a wild right now, because we know that she's has lupus, right? And what lupus does, it can also create issues in other organs of your body. Mm-hmm. Obviously, her one of her best friends, Francia, gave her kidney. And to now, you're thinking, you're like, oh, I'm good. I can live a normal life for a second. And then if she's maybe having issues with that, it can get frustrating, anxiety. She just wants to live a regular, quote unquote, life. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think everyone has to like learn how to manage whatever their normal is for them.
Yeah.
And not compare it to the normal for everybody else. Like, you see a lot of, we have a lot of musicians and stars and people that are in the limelight and stuff getting off social media to a certain extent. Pete Davidson talked about, he doesn't even have his logins. He did, if the PR, his PR company has to put some out, they do. Kanye's off social media. I think he needs that break. I think that we're all too accessible, and you want to be accessible. I love talking to people on social media, but you hit a certain point where it's all coming at you in waves, and you're only going to see the negatives. You're not going to maintain on how that's going to affect your mental health, your physical health, and those things are all interrelated. So for her, it's like, yes, Lena, take the time. You know, you're not bulletproof. You know,
absolutely.
Learn how to process these
and she's
things.
Been doing this since she was a little kid. Like, this is all she's known, is being in the spotlight, being criticized, dealing with health problems, and even like the Justin Bieber stuff, I'm sure isn't easy on her. So send her all the best, obviously.
Yes.
And yep, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com. And also download the radio.com app.
Thank you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, we got the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
And if you were thinking about potentially, let's say you're in jail and you were going to sneak out, you know, just saying, like theoretically speaking, just chilling there, like, how would you think would be the best way to sneak out? Chelsea, have you ever thought about that? Brian, how about you, bro?
Breaking out of jail?
Yeah.
I always feel like you got to somehow, you have to change clothes immediately. So I've always figured like I'd get on laundry duty somehow, and then like I'd somehow swap into a different, I don't think they let the inmates wash the jail guard uniforms, but I'd get myself a new pair of clothes and I'd walk right out the front door.
That's one of the ways that El Chapo escaped one of the times from prison. inside of the laundry.
I feel like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, see, that's smart. And, or you could just spend, like, a year digging a hole with a toothbrush, you know?
I feel like I've seen that happen.
That's another way that Chop was kicked, by the way. But he had somebody else digging a hole.
And then he had like, hundreds of people digging a tunnel that they had, like, a motorcycle.
He had a motorcycle and a helmet for safety. Good Lord. Anyways, damn, he dumb story. Obviously, these guys didn't think too far, too much about this one.
Damn, he dumb.
It's coming straight at you out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Two inmates, Justin Stumler and Jeremy Hunt.
I don't know why this music doesn't sound like, feel like it's the right music, right?
No, we gotta have like the cops on. Yeah, bad boys, what you wanna, what you gonna
okay.
do?
Yeah,
a little this works.
All right, so Justin Stumler and Jeremy Hunt escaped from the Louisville Metro Corrections jail on Saturday night. This is how they did it. They were on laundry duty. Yeah, they were doing some laundry stuff. They were doing all sorts of, you know, they were in a position in the jail where they were allowed to work and do some things. They decided to hide in the trash cans.
Ha ha! There it
is. So they hid in the trash cans until the other inmates had to wheel the trash out to the curb. Which is kind of funny that jail has like trash day.
Yeah.
They wheel the cans out.
By the way, trash day is kind of like jail.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
I'm going through it right now. Like, I just got 3 texts from my wife. Hey, you better take out the trash today.
Did you bring it out to the curb?
You got to take it to the curb. We don't want to look bad in front of the neighbors. We've only been here for 3 weeks.
I was getting in trouble at my house for putting it. I didn't know. I always forget the trash. So, like, on Saturday nights, and it was Monday, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to forget on Sunday. So I'd put it out on like Saturday night. People would be like, yeah, put your trash back in. It makes the neighborhood look disgusting on Sundays.
I get grounded for not taking the trash cans back in, so they'd be like blowing all over the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That was my issue.
So these two individuals, the security camera footage is hilarious. We will we'll tweet it out from the Amp Radio Twitter at 971 Amp Radio. But it basically is security camera footage of two dudes wearing orange jumpsuits climbing out of 2 trash cans, and then they change clothes quickly. And here's the thing that always gets me. It's like these guys put so much effort into breaking out of jail with no plan for what to do afterward.
That's it, bro. Yeah.
They both got picked up in Louisville within 48 hours, still hanging around town. Just
having a beer at the local pub.
Yep, hit the local watering hole.
Posted on social media. We out this shit.
Shooting a game
with
of pool.
With location on.
Exactly. So they didn't have much of a plan. I always figured, like, I am going to some unextraditable country, changing my name. I'm going to grow a mustache. No one will ever find me. So these two dummies are back in jail now. And the worst part is for them is that they weren't in for anything too extreme. They were in for some like theft charges, which aren't like life-ending prison sentences. But now they are getting time tacked on for wheeling out in the trash.
There it is.
Damn, he dumb.
By the way, you could never sneak out of anywhere right now, Brian. Since you lost the bet between Dodgers and Braves, you have a huge LA shaved in the back of your head, and your skin is extremely pale.
You can
on your head.
See my scalp from space.
It glows.
It really is something that's going to be hilarious. My girlfriend's coming in today, and we have plans this weekend. We're going to go to Catalina Island on Saturday.
That's awesome, bro.
And I was talking to her, and I told her, I was like, I'm not going to, it's a surprise on Saturday. She's not listening. She's on an airplane right now. She can't hear this. But she was like, you know that every time someone sees the LA shaved in the back of their head, they're going to know exactly who you are. Because you're the only white person in the world with an LA Dodgers logo. Which is very good, mind you. They did it with a straight razor on the back of your head that you'll be able to see from 60 feet. So shout out to you if you see me, and shout out to me.
And go Dodgers, baby. Here are those Dodgers starting their series versus Milwaukee tomorrow in the playoffs.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy day before Friday on 97.1 Amp Radio. Brian, Chelsea, are you guys super into Stranger Things? Have you guys caught on to that show? Or
yeah,
not yet?
Of course.
Yeah, I watched both seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there was moments where I liked it more than others. Sometimes, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched it, but it's pretty sci-fi-ish. You really
got
to be into suspending disbelief. So, and I usually latch on to like true crime stuff, so it's kind of, it was entertaining.
So many of you that are listening right now will probably relate with me on this. Like, I tried to jump on it because you hear everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I just spent the last 48 hours of my life just nonstop watching
the whole season.
Yeah, all this stuff. So you're like, oh, let me go check it out. My wife hates scary films, scary shows.
So you were in it alone.
So I was like, babe, just try, because I kept asking people, is it scary? They're like, no, it's not really scary. It's more like a mystery.
It's like a thriller, like suspenseful.
So I'm trying to convince her. We got 3 minutes into it. And she's like, no, I can't. She gets anxious and stuff like that.
Well, I can see that because the thing kicks off with like a little kid panicked and disappearing, basically.
Yeah.
So like exactly. That, it does start.
Yeah.
It does start
like
terrifying.
Horror stories. Yeah.
So I never got past 3 minutes. All right. Like many things in my life, but whatever.
Oh man.
And
jeez, man.
I don't like scary things either. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll watch a scary movie and put it on mute because I think it's like the sounds that scare me, like something popping out at you. But anyways. So, I wonder if this excites you, though, since you guys are Stranger Things fans and for those of you that are listening. So, for this Halloween season, It's a Sugar, which is a company, created Stranger Things candy.
Oh, cool.
So, let me know if this is exciting, because I don't know what this means, because I've never seen it, right? So, a huge gummy Eggo waffle.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything Stranger Things?
Of course, yeah. She
Yeah, can't. 11 loves waffles.
Yeah.
There you go. A Three Musketeers bar that has the logo on its packaging. Just the logo sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds like kind of a, just throw Stranger Things logo on a package.
They didn't try on that one at all.
Yeah. No
How about
effort.
This? A Poliwog gummy where the gummy letters look like the letters on Joyce Byers painted on her living room?
Oh, like the...
To communicate with
the little kid is communicating from the upside down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the Poliwogs are like the little, I don't know. There's a little creature. It looks like a Poliwog.
But is that cool, gummies?
Yeah,
like
that's
that
cool.
With the letter?
Sure. Down.
How about this? A missing Barb melted milk ball carton?
Oh, man. Poor Barb.
Barb really got the raw deal. Oh, poor Barb, man. Oh.
Gosh.
I'm kidding.
What
this
would
one
Barb
of my,
do, you know? Yeah.
One of my favorite things, because I have no idea what this is. It's like you guys speak in a different language. This is awesome.
Poor Barb goes to a party, ends up disappearing. Yeah. She's the third wheel all the time. Yeah. I mean, she got a raw deal the whole time, man.
Yep, those glasses. Man.
Sometimes you want that third wheel to just disappear sometimes. Anyways, lollipops featuring each of the main characters in cartoon form.
Okay, I don't think that.
It's kind of a
lollipops.
Well, that's it, guys. So now you can get Stranger Things candy. I don't know. You guys stoked about it for Halloween?
Yeah, that's cool. I will say I'm like so over the Stranger Things Halloween costumes. It's been like 2 years in a row that was like the number one costume, and it was cool at first. And last year I went to a party and it was like all Stranger Things themed, and so everyone was 11 basically. So I'm kind of. I hope this year people like come
a lot
on
of Barbs,
switch it up.
11s, yeah. Wills.
Don't worry about it this year. It's all gonna be Perrier bottles and. Water bottles.
And Cardi B at the AMAs.
Like Kanye.
I feel like that's going to be a costume of sorts.
I mean, I think the kids are going to love it, and that's really what's important is the kids loving Halloween. I've kind of like gotten, this year I've made it a goal to get more into Halloween. The last few years I haven't really dressed up. And last year was the ultimate fail because I was in a brand new neighborhood in Atlanta, and we have kids all over the neighborhood, and so I went to Costco and I bought like $150 in king size candy because I was like, I'm gonna be the house man,
that guy.
And, yeah, I'm gonna be that house, and I put a bunch of money into buying inflatables,
in front of your house,
like a witch to dangle off my balcony, and then I had like a big ghost in the driveway and stuff, and all this. I made my house so Halloweened, and I had like. 3 people show up. Oh. I even gave my address out, which my girlfriend was not a big fan of.
On Facebook?
House. Come on by, everybody. We still have, in the pantry of my townhouse, we still have like $80 in candy.
Gosh.
And I'm not even a big candy fan.
You gotta freeze that. It's good frozen.
Oh, I already have an entire drawer full of frozen peanut butter cups.
Your girlfriend's flying in from Atlanta. Is it too late to tell her to bring it with her?
Just as a carry-on. Just bring all this candy.
Please work on that.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Marshmello, ready to crush it at We Can't Survive 2018, presented by AT&T. In only 9 days, win your tickets coming up at 10 a.m. or just buy them at WeCan'tSurvive.com. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy day before Friday. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. Dopest moment going out to Brandon from Sun Valley and Mama Bean, our favorite barista from Coffee Bean next door. For sharing their cheapest dates experience, right? And right after that, brand new music dropping, Bad Bunny featuring Drake. It's called Mia, so stay tuned for that, all right? But this is the dopest moment right here. D'Angelo Brandon, nominate the cheapest date in SoCal. What happened to you, bro?
My sister's husband is the cheapest date in the world. Towards the end of college, my sister gave my best friend, her husband, an ultimatum. She said, look, I love you, but I don't think you're taking our relationship seriously, so you have 3 months to propose to me. Now, before he took her to the restaurant, he called me 2 days later and told me to get my parents and some of her friends and meet her at that restaurant.
So the whole family's going to meet there. So, like, you're assuming it's going to be some big thing, right?
Oh, yeah. He took her to downtown L.A. He took her to the greatest restaurant in the world. Mm. Tommy's world-famous chili cheeseburger.
Yeah, bro.
from Mama Bean, our favorite barista at Coffee Bean. Yeah. She said a guy took her to the movies, took her to a matinee. She was okay with that. She said, let's get some popcorn. He said, don't worry, I'll get it for you when we get inside. Then we get in the movie. He pulls out a Ziploc bag full of popcorn, a little, some yogurt, grapes, a banana. Turkey sandwich with jalapenos, two water bottles.
I can't.
The biggest fail out of that is that he didn't pull out the tapatio sauce.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.